Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Welcome to the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. It's Ethan, Dad, and Isaac, ready to talk about some football.
Oh, yeah. You saw some pretty cool games, right?
Yeah.
You like watching football, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, kind of breaking things down and what's happening and what's going on. So, yep. So, you ran upstairs and told me, Dad, I got some bad news. The Packers... What happened?
Won.
The Packers won.
Against the Bears.
Well, the Packers didn't play the Bears. Remember, the Bears did lose, but it was the Saints, right?
Yes.
The Saints and the Packers. And the Saints were winning. And then all of a sudden, you come running upstairs and you're like, the Packers won. But what happened is the Packers did come back and did win. But Derek Carr did get hurt. And I think that plays a big part. When your quarterback gets hurt and goes out, that's hard to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then the Bears and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
They had no chance.
The Bears had no chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. They pretty much didn't, and they pretty much got their butts whooped, right? Like, it was a rough game. Yeah, the Chiefs scored 41 points. The Bears have not won in almost a year. Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really crazy. So then I'm going to talk to your brother about some of the other key games and some crazy things that happened, but we watched the Monday night games, right? So you had the Rams and the Bengals.
The Bengals were not Bengals. They were white tigers.
You know what? They did look like white tigers because they wore their all white uniform and their white helmets with their stripes. And so, yeah, the Bengal tigers turned into the white tigers, but they looked pretty cool though.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And the so Bengal white tigers.
You're right. You were going for
Rams.
The blue Rams, though.
They were all blue.
I do know that. They were
some
all blue,
some yellow.
It looked really cool for sure. But the Bengals pulled it off, and the Bengals did end up winning, which we needed to see Joe Burrow kind of get back to Joe Burrow, and Isaac will break some of that down as well. And then what else? We watched the Eagles and the Buccaneers on Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles just walked all over the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So, you looking forward to football this year?
Yeah.
What other kind of games are you looking forward to? Do you think the Bears, you live here in Chicago, do you think the Bears are going to win a game anytime soon?
Yes. I think they're going to win a Super Bowl again. Someday.
Someday, yes. I'm with you. Someday, maybe when you're... I don't know. Hopefully sooner than later, but it would be a little crazy. So, yeah, there was a lot of key games, some crazy things that happened, some injuries that happened. Isaac, I want to break down one of these just games that, I mean, the points that were scored were crazy. So, Ethan, thanks so much for hanging out here on the podcast and being with us. We're going to have you come in and out every once in a while and hang out with us.
Okay.
And so let me chat with your bro, okay?
Bye.
Isaac, having Ethan on in here it's great. You actually, I'm pretty sure, I'll have to look back at some of the records, but I think you were maybe a little older, but around his age.
A little bit older,
when we started talking about football and doing these things,
mm-hmm.
and we've been watching for a long time. And so week three, I feel like we were just talking about the Super Bowl last year. And then we were breaking down what's been happening in the offseason and key trades that were going on and looking forward to the upcoming season. Then preseason was starting and we're talking about that and breaking some things down. And all of a sudden we're at week three going into week four.
Football is short.
What just happened?
I really don't know. Football always goes by so fast. You'll think like, oh, the football season's just starting. And by the time you blink, it's already the Super Bowl. And I think it just adds, for a while I would complain like, oh, it's too short, it's too this, too that. But like, in all honesty, it kind of adds just a level of just more just you feel it's a special time. It's like there's more of an urgency to watch games. You always feel like, oh, we're just sitting on the couch for how many hours watching football, but in reality, there's only so many games that are going to be played in a year. And so, but yeah, it has gone by fast. I do remember talking about the last Super Bowl, and then just the whole spring, summer went by, and we're back.
So Chiefs are kind of Chiefs again right now.
Yeah.
Can they get back to a Super Bowl? Can they win a back-to-back Super Bowl? I think they can. They still got a big uphill climb
100%.
To walk right now. But I don't want them to go back to the Super Bowl.
Me neither. I want to see another team. There's so many other good-looking teams right now that haven't been in a Super Bowl recently that I would.
Now, do you think? Now, I do think that the Eagles can get back to the Super Bowl for the second time.
I don't want them either. I'm done with both the Eagles and the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I need someone new.
But right, yeah, it could happen. I just don't know that that's necessarily going to happen. The Eagles are looking like the Eagles right now. Mm-hmm. Like they definitely can get back to the Super Bowl. It still is early. I know I talked last week about the Cowboys, and I think that they have a great overall team. They kind of got blown out.
They got blown out this week.
And
the Cardinals
maybe spoke a little too soon. Like, okay, everybody's out. Dak fell apart.
He did.
Every week is different. If we're talking, you know, now we got 3-4 weeks and they're just doing awful. But right, this was the first time we talked about that they were actually playing a somewhat decent team. And then they struggled. Now, it doesn't help when one of your star defensive guys is out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Diggs is out. I think he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries happening. And I want to kind of talk about that. I mean, there's been so many injuries throughout this year so far in the first three games. You know, I talked with Ethan at the Packers ended up coming back and winning.
Because
great job on the
Carr.
Packers.
Yeah.
Like, great job on the Packers. I want to hand it to the Packers. They really did pull things together. But the way that Derek Carr was playing and the offense was moving along, I think that if Derek Carr did not leave with a shoulder injury, he's going to be out hopefully only a week or two. It could be several weeks. It's not a season-ending injury. Hopefully he's back really soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if he was in that game, they would have continued to score more points.
Yes.
That the Packers would not have come back and won. That's just me. But I think that, again, your star quarterback plays a big part in that. But so many injuries have been happening, but yet supposedly the game is safer. All the AI and analytics, mm-hmm. and how do we make fields better and play better? All the rules to protect all these players.
Probably more injuries
we
now.
We are seeing more injuries these last couple of years. This year, it's crazy. I feel like we need to almost go back to the drawing board of, like, I mean, I know injuries
leather
have happened.
Leather hats and just running around.
But what, I mean, we've been watching football for how long? And do we need to kind of go back to some old school foot? We have all these rules and all these things in place, and yet there are some major injuries happening week in and week out.
I agree. And I think, yes, do rules help? There is some level that the rules do help in the safety of our players. But the other thing is the rules create such a confinement for the players and not being able to just hit normally. Like, if you, like, obviously you shouldn't be like doing helmet to helmet contact or any of that stuff, but like if there's such like rules on how you hit, people are trying to stay in that, and then eventually they'll make a mistake. If you just let people just kind of, obviously there should be some form of rules but less strict, I think there will be less injuries because there'll be less of a need of like just trying to fit into all these different rules, and then you might make a mistake here and then just something can go terribly wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they can figure out and what they can do. Is it cleats on some of the newer fields? Is mm-hmm. it just, or the conditioning? They do a lot less in the off season, and is that a big part of things as well? There's
Very
all
true.
The rules on how much you can work out and how much you can play in the off season, and then all through training camp, and then you have the preseason, and a lot of starters don't play. Does all of this factor in to now here these first couple weeks and guys are just dropping like flies that affect seasons? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously these guys are getting paid to do these things, but obviously fans' expectations as well. Again, I'm really sorry if you live in the Chicagoland area and you are a Bears fan. It's a sad, another sad year. I mean, I think Justin Fields,
a hard knock
who
life.
Supposedly is supposed to be their star quarterback, I believe his record is only like 5-22.
That's like, not great.
Dude, like, right. The Bears are really, really struggling. But then on the flip side, you got Sean Payton, you got Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl, was fantastic, especially the earlier years with the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible last year with the Broncos. They bring in Sean Payton, paying him a ton to hopefully turn things around. That is not turning around.
No.
Anytime soon. And I don't know who the worst team is. Well, only because of Russell Wilson's potential and from his background, I would say that the Bears right now, and actually Sean Payton. So see, I can convince myself that way. You have Russell Wilson, and then you have Sean Payton, who has won a Super Bowl and who I believe is a top-tier coach and has the capability to turn things around. I would say that the Broncos are better than the Bears, so therefore, answering my own question, I would say the Bears are the worst team in the NFL right now.
I agree to some level, and definitely the Broncos have had way more veterans and way more just an overall, there at one point there was a more skilled level with Russell Wilson, Sean Payton. But the other thing is we're going to see him play next week, so we get to officially see who's the real worst team.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the Broncos record as well, they haven't won in almost a year.
Yeah.
Somebody's winning. Well, watch it end in a tie.
That if it ends in a tie, I give up.
If all of their luck of both of those teams, watch it end in a tie. But somebody's got to win. So somebody is going to be happy. Woohoo. You know, we didn't, you know, we won
a game.
You know, yeah, one game. I don't know that this game defines really who is the better team, because I believe that the Bears really can step up and win a game like this. But it doesn't mean or make them the better team.
Yeah.
Maybe in right now in that moment. But again, I think we don't have, as far as we, again, we live here in Chicago. So the Bears don't have, I believe, a top tier coach like Sean Payton. So again, the Broncos have that. Justin Fields has a lot of potential. Is Russell Wilson on the downside? Can he swing it back up? I don't know. But I would say that the Bears are really fighting for that worst team. You could say the Jets, but the Jets, I don't necessarily believe the Jets are struggling just because they lost Aaron Rodgers. You can look at, I think their coach is doing a great job, kind of up and coming, and he's been really, really good at kind of managing the team. But the defense of the Jets
is
outstanding. And so I don't think the Jets are going to do very well this year just because of losing Rodgers, and Zach Wilson hasn't really stepped up. I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback, but they have the defense that is really just holding things together. So, yeah, I would say Bears right now, yeah, I don't know. It's a sad team.
It's
and
a very
to watch
sad
in
team.
Week in and week out, if you're a Broncos fan as well, week in and week out, there's so many teams that I feel like are like we're in the NFL. What is going on?
I know, right? Like it's kind of more of like just like an expectation to just be at a certain level of just professional, because when you watch these games, you think like obviously they're skilled players and they made it to the NFL. They're clearly doing something right. But like you watch it and you're just like, what is either the coaching or the management behind these teams? Because literally just the way that they're playing is it, and especially with Justin Fields, which I've been saying this for years, is the play style he's playing in. It's almost like he's forced to play it. Because he is just, he does not flourish the way he's playing. And you can even tell that he would, if you let him, he would play a different way. He would play definitely more of a run style. And I know what they're saying is in a lot of times, and they even said this, is in the league, you have to be able to throw in the pocket. Which, yes, a few years ago that was true. And even now, to a point, that is true. You still need to be able to have that. But that is not the only thing a quarterback can do. Quarterbacks are running all the time. And am I saying a quarterback should just run? No. Am I saying they should just throw in the pocket? No. But I'm saying that they should have the option to do either. Because if you have the options, it allows for way more flexibility, and that can have way more just opportunities in the red zone, wherever you are on the field, you can make way more plays.
I definitely feel like he is out of his comfort zone.
100%.
And is just not playing his game, and that attributes to coaching. Again, is it coaching, is it top leadership? We keep kind of beating that dead horse, so to speak, and I don't know what the answers are. Couple quick things as we kind of wrap up. and go, I want to ask you about one controversial aspect of, like, what would you really do in this situation? And but first, talking about the Broncos, talking about Russell Wilson and all of that.
Yeah.
We got to talk on the flip side of the Dolphins. Putting up 70 points. Yeah. Uh-huh. You heard
That's
me. 77-0 points in a national professional NFL game.
Not even a
crazy
like preseason. Like
I
just
mean,
a
crazy. Now the highest, I was looking it up, the record is 72 points. That happened in 19. I know, right?
Scored a field goal.
You are right there. And that happened in 1966.
Wow.
I mean, this is, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if it really shows how bad the Broncos were.
Or how good
or
the Dolphins.
Or just how good the Dolphins were. There
I
were
think
some,
it's a combination of
some
both.
Some crazy fluke things, though. I mean, there was 5 rushing touchdowns. Tua threw 4 touchdowns. Defense had a touchdown. There wasn't even a field goal by the Dolphins. They scored 10 touchdowns. Like,
that's
what?
Just, I don't even know what to say to that. That is, it's wild.
It's crazy. So the funny thing is the Dolphins did have an opportunity to score a field goal to get to 73 points, and they could have broken the record.
Really?
Now, you could say, oh, there's the slaughter rule. Oh, they, you know, were the better man, and they took the knee, and they didn't want to keep adding on points and whatnot.
Well, you're
I respect that. But to me, that should have happened when you were at 50 points.
Exactly.
Not like you already put up 70 points. At that point, you might as well just kick the field goal and break a record. Like being the bigger man and saying, hey, we're already killing them. We're going to put in our 4th stringers. We're going to put the running back as a quarterback or whatever. Like we're going to just take a knee and we're just going to, you know, kind of run out the clock and so to speak, because we're already killing them. Yeah, that should have happened when it was 50-10 or whatever.
Exactly.
Not after you've already put 70. Like you've already,
that's already
slaughtered them.
Yeah.
You might as well just get the record.
That's my perspective too, because like you said, if it was 50 points and they took the knee, yes, that's that I have respect for that. But when you've already got to 70 points, the Broncos already know they've gotten slow. They don't have any respect for that because they're already down 70. 3 more points is dropping the bucket. And so it is wild, though, that they even got 70 points in the first place, like just in a regular season game.
It's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially the way that the game is played nowadays is pretty impressive. Okay, last thing here. Josh McDaniels, Raiders, mm-hmm. they're down. They're losing against the Steelers. Kind of a brutal, rough game going back and forth.
Rivalry.
And gets down toward the end of the game. They're on the 8-yard line. They are down 8 points, and it's 4th down. What are you doing?
I am getting a touchdown and doing a 2-point conversion.
Right. You got a little more than 2 minutes left in the game.
Oh,
you're down,
okay, you got
you're
time.
Down 8 points, and right, do whatever you can to potentially tie that game.
Yep.
Can you get a touchdown? Obviously, there's the gamble if you got to get the touchdown. There's the gamble if you got to get the 2-point conversion. But that mm-hmm. gives your best shot to tie the game, hopefully get the ball back, maybe kick a game-winning field goal. Worst-case scenario, you've tied it up, and what? You go to overtime. Now,
yeah.
If you fail on that
it's all
touchdown—
over.
Or you fail on that 2-point conversion, you still do have some timeouts and some time
yeah.
to hopefully get the ball back to repeat
onside
that process.
Kick. Exactly.
You know, and to go that route. I don't know. So Josh McDaniels decides on the 4th down, it was 4th and 4. So it's on the 8-yard line. It's 4th and 4. You can really look. I mean, at that point, you got to get a touchdown. So the first down is irrelevant. You have to get a touchdown. Really at this point because of time as well. But he kicks the field goal. So he kicks the field goal and then hopes to get the ball back to win the game. And yeah, that didn't happen. They lost. So
that,
in
I
that situation, do you think...
I can see his thinking. I can see his reasoning because a field goal is definitely more of a... Nothing in football is guaranteed, but a little bit more of a guaranteed option. And you can just... It's more of just solid points that you're going to get. And the 4th down... If you play really well, it is a gamble, like you said. It's 4th down, you're trying to get a touchdown, and then you do that, and you have to get the 2-point conversion. But if you just it's also a gamble with the onside kick and having to get that.
Well, right. So they got the onside kick, or, you know, the Steelers got the onside kick, but they're at, you know, midfield or past midfield. The odds of you even getting the ball back, where if you went for it on fourth down and you even failed on fourth down, the Steelers are backed up on the 8-yard line.
Exactly.
You have a better chance of getting the ball back again, or them punting and you having a shorter field to kind of repeat that process. I don't know. I just feel like all the way around,
it was not a smart
in that
decision.
Moment, go for the points to try to score the. I understand going, okay, we're going to kick the field goal, and then all we need is a touchdown, and the touchdown wins it.
Mm-hmm.
But that also just guarantees you, or you have to have the ball back. You never even got the ball back. So why would you throw that opportunity to get a touchdown and tie the game? If you were down 10 points, I get it. If you were down 9 points, I get it. You're only down, like, your touchdown and 2-point conversion, you have an opportunity to tie the game.
And if you do that and you get the onside kick, you could win it.
Right.
So
I don't know. I just feel like the team wasn't put in the best position to win. Obviously, we're not coaches. We're not in that moment right there. But there was just a lot of talk about it where it just made me wonder, going like, okay, really, what would you do? It would be interesting to know, you know, his thinking and his thought process. I know you're just, you know, in those moments and you're doing those things. But I feel like you got Davante Adams. Garoppolo is not amazing, but he's doing a good job.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like they could have made it happen.
I agree. I think that if you really just think about it a little bit more, there's definitely more positives to that aspect rather than just kicking the field goal. But hey, it happened. And like you said, we're not really coaches. We don't know what's being thought exactly in the moment.
Any games you're looking forward to next week?
I am looking forward to the... Honestly, mainly, I'm just looking forward to this Bears and Broncos game. I really want to see this, and I want to see what's going to happen with these two teams because they're both pretty bad. And also, I am very excited for the Falcons and Jaguars game. It's in London, which is awesome. But then also, they're doing this very cool thing, collaboration with Toy Story, and making it like this like Sunday Funday thing where they basically have the game in real time, but replaced with all just toy characters and people from like Toy Story and all like cartoon characters. I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah, I keep seeing the commercials for that. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. We'll definitely have to write that down and keep track of that so we can talk about
100%,
it. 100%. Because I don't know how that's going to happen or how that's going to work. There's a handful of London games and some in Germany. A lot of international games this
year.
At
the soccer stadiums.
So that's going to be kind of fun to watch and to get up early for. You got to get up nice, bright, and early.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll definitely talk about that. So cool. Well, hey, thanks so much. It was great having, obviously, Ethan on, you know, with us and diving into things with you. Like us, follow us wherever you get your podcast. Sharing, that's the best thing for us. Just share with your friends, family, and talk about some football, comments on social media.
We love that.
Connect with us. You can send us an email anytime, tabergridiron@gmail.com, and we'll connect and talk next week.
See ya.